It's been a shaky start for Zimbabwe's power-sharing government in the most significant change to leadership in that southern African nation since independence from Britain in 1980. For 29 years, President Robert Mugabe has retained his stranglehold on power, but he now has a new partner as prime minister, his arch-rival Morgan Tsvangirai. But the question is, will the political union work in a country that is suffering multiple crises? NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton is in the capital Harare and joins us now. Ophabia, as we just mentioned, Zimbabwe has a national unity cabinet, so why is the political climate still wobbly?
Because on the very day that the ministers were being sworn in, a senior member of Prime Minister Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change, Roy Bennett, who is incidentally Tsvangirai's nominee for Deputy Agriculture Minister, was arrested by the police. He was first charged with treason. Now apparently we're told by his lawyer that those charges have changed to planning to commit acts of terrorism and sabotage in a plot against President Robert Mugabe a few years ago. And not only that, Leanne, there are still dozens of political prisoners, activists of the former opposition who are in detention. And then on Friday, again, just before these ministers were supposed to be sworn in, there were last-minute squabbles over how many cabinet posts each party is meant to get, which delayed these ministers taking their oath of office by hours. So you can see that things are still a little shaky around here.
Well, if there doesn't seem to be any trust, do you actually think President Mugabe and Prime Minister Tsvangirai can really work together to rebuild Zimbabwe?
Leanne, let me just first tell you what they're saying. President Mugabe claims that he is committed to working with his political opponents. Morgan Tsvangirai says this is the only workable solution. It's not an ideal marriage, it's not a perfect agreement, but it's the only way to propel Zimbabwe forward. But as you say, this question of trust and faith and mistrust is still raising its very ugly head.
What are Zimbabweans saying about this new political marriage?
They seem to be split. There are those who are desperately full of hope, you could say, and those who are quite pessimistic and say there's no way these two men can work together. Don't forget that Morgan Tsvangirai himself and many members of his party were attacked and brutalized and beaten by Mugabe's thugs. So a lot of people saying it's not possible. But a lot of others saying, well, what choice does Zimbabwe have? We are in the grip of such crises that something has to happen. This is a crippled economy, crippled politics, and then a cholera epidemic that Zimbabwe has got to think of its people first, and the political leaders have got to stop squabbling.
Are other countries prepared to do something to help Zimbabwe?
They're going to have to, but the question is when. Morgan Tsvangirai, as prime minister, has already promised all civil servants, government workers, that he is going to pay them in hard currency, in foreign exchange, by the end of the month. But, I mean, we're talking about 200,000 plus government workers. So somebody's going to have to help. It looks as if initially it's going to be neighbouring South Africa. I asked Morgan Tsvangirai personally, but how can you make such pledges and promises when you say the economy has collapsed? He said, but to have a workforce that has the will to work and has the morale, they've got to be able to feed their families, send their children to school. So we will get there somehow. But Leanne, if you look outside the region, farther afield to Western nations, including the United States, Washington and others are adopting a wait-and-see attitude. They say that if President Mugabe is truly committed to power sharing and shows that he is prepared to share power, then they will help more. But I don't think that's going to happen in the next week or month.
NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare. Thank you, Ophabia.
Always a pleasure.
You're listening to NPR News.